I'm Anthony Morano. KRWG News Time is 7:45. An internal government report says the Trump administration should respond to the economic risks of climate change, as Travis Bubinick explains. The report says the government is facing significant climate risks.
Over the last decade, extreme weather and fires have cost the federal government more than $350 billion. That's according to the president's own budget proposal. The U.S. Government Accountability Office says climate-related costs are likely to rise. The studies reviewed for this report identified risks that could be of particular concern in Texas. The GAO's Alfredo Gomez.
One of the studies estimated that from 2020 through 2039, between $4 billion and $6 billion in annual coastal property damages from sea level rise and more frequent and intense storms.
The report says the president's executive office should use this information to take what Gomez calls initial steps to respond.
These responses could be as simple as identifying and prioritizing and guiding federal investments to ensure that there is resilience against future disasters.
Follow-up reports on the issue are planned. The GAO noted that neither the White House nor the Environmental Protection Agency offered to comment on the report's findings. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubinick.
This week, the city of Phoenix opened an apartment complex for victims of human trafficking. As Fronteras reporter Matthew Casey explains, residents will have on-site access to social workers.
The city-owned complex has 15 apartments to house survivors of human trafficking and their children. Tamara Spendley is with the city manager's office. She says Phoenix Starfish Place will run on a therapeutic sanctuary model that even landscapers will be trained on.
And we want to build like a community within there so that all the women can talk to each other and really support each other along the way.
Social workers will have offices at the complex so residents have direct access to supportive services, Spendley says.
And they're going to do staggered hours. So they'll have some on weekends to make sure they're there on weekends, some mornings and some evenings.
Spendley says the complex is geared toward victims of sex trafficking. To protect them from past abusers, the city will not publicly reveal where the complex is located. In Phoenix, I'm Matthew Casey.
The 46th Annual Renaissance Arts Fair opens tomorrow morning at 10 for 2 days of food, fun, and festivities for the entire family at Young Park in Las Cruces. Emily Guerra has more.
The Doña Ana Arts Council Renaissance Arts Fair is one of the largest cultural and interactive experiences in southern New Mexico, attracting over 12,000 visitors each year. Executive Director for the Doña Ana Arts Council, Kathleen Albers, says that this year there will be a few new things, like the Children's Realm near the new accessible playground at Young Park, as well as familiar favorites.
We're also going to focus on Magellan the Dragon, which is a wonderful crowd favorite. The canoe rides will be back by the Boy Scouts, so you can get up close to Magellan. The Doña Ana branch engineering students are helping us work on Magellan to make sure that he can float in the pond and that he continues to breathe smoke and roar. So it's he's a magical dragon.
Had he been retired for some time?
Well, a couple of years ago, Magellan was reborn because he never goes away because he is a magical dragon. But Bob Diven, who is the creator of Magellan, worked with the NMSU Capstone Engineer Program to have a Renaissance dragon, a reborn dragon. And then he was launched several years ago. And now the Doña Ana branch students have taken on the job of keeping him up in shape and each year renewing his launching apparatus and also the computer apparatus that helps control the smoke and the roaring. So, yeah, each year he's just a little bit better.
There will be more than 160 artisans, musicians, and entertainers from all over the country at the 46th Annual Renaissance Arts Fair on Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th at Young Park, 1905 Nevada Avenue in Las Cruces. Admission for children 12 and under is free. To volunteer and for more information, visit their website at daarts.org and on Facebook at Doña Ana Arts Council. The entire interview with Kathleen Albers can be heard on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG. on Facebook and online at krwg.org. To listen to this conversation and others, just click on Puentes at our news link. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.